Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very grave misconception which is found regarding Islam and non-Muslims is the fact that it is generally considered that all non-Muslims are kafirs, which is translated as disbelievers. Now, it needs to be realized that this is not true. Not all Muslims can be called kafirs. Now, the true definition or the correct definition of a kafir is a person who deliberately denies the truth. That is, a person who knows that something is a truth. He is convinced that something is the truth, but still he denies that truth. So a person becomes a kafir, or he can be called a kafir, only and only when he deliberately denies the truth. Now, if this is correct, then it should be noted that not all non-Muslims can be called kafir. For example, a non-Muslim might intellectually reject Islam because of certain arguments, or he may have certain misconceptions about Islam. Similarly, the proper message of Islam might not have reached him. So we cannot call such people as kafirs simply because we know that they do not deliberately reject Islam. Now, if this is true, then another thing needs to be realized, that this deliberate denial cannot be ascertained by a human being, because this deliberate denial relates to the heart, to one's intentions. So therefore, today, since we cannot determine whether a person is deliberately denying or not, we cannot call any non-Muslim as a kafir. He may be a kafir in his essence, but we cannot determine whether he's a kafir or not, simply because we do not know the intentions or what is in his heart. So another corollary of this is that in the times of the Prophet, since the Almighty is the only person who can tell us what is in the hearts of people, it was he who chose to tell us which people have deliberately denied. And therefore, if someone was called a kafir by the Quran, it was because the Almighty informed the Prophet that that particular group of people had deliberately denied the truth. And in this manner, they deserved to be called kafirs. So it is absolutely certain that not every non-Muslim can be called a kafir. We have no means of ascertaining who a kafir is, because what a kafir is a person who deliberately denies the truth. And since we cannot determine whether a person has deliberately denied the truth or not, we cannot call a person as a kafir. So the correct name or the correct label for a person who does not belong to Islam is not that he's a kafir, but the fact that he's a non-Muslim. And in this manner, we must realize that all very strongly worded verses in the Quran which mention punishments or abominations for the kafir, they do not relate to people who have not, for example, deliberately denied Islam. They do not relate to people who have misconceptions about Islam. They do not relate to people to whom the message of Islam has not reached. So we must be very careful in labeling people what they are. We cannot label any non-Muslim as a kafir simply because we have no means of knowing what is in the hearts. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ